Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jerry Bone, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Jerry in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Kansas cattle producer Jerry Bone is president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's also the Regional Trigger Subgroup Chair, the group that's working on the 75% plan. Three quarters of data now in from the producer side of things, from the feedlot industry. Jerry, your impressions about what we've seen thus far?
There's no doubt that we've had an increase in negotiated trade, and that's the positive thing that's come out of it, and that's particularly true here in the southern plains of Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Kansas. Packer participation has been a little bit more spotty. I don't have the final results yet. Our group is supposed to have a call on Thursday to visit with Dr. Kuntz and find out what those results are, but likely packer participation will probably be challenging in the quarter.
And, you know, that this is new. We have not had that silo before until the third quarter.
That's correct. It took us quite a while to get coordinated with the four major packers to provide the information for us. We had Dr. Kuntz at Colorado State signed a non-disclosure agreement with all four of the major packers to collect their data so that there'd be confidentiality. Some have participated better than others. Let's put it that way.
So are you pleased with the direction of how this voluntary effort's gone?
I think you have to be because, you know, particularly here in the Texas Panhandle, the volume of negotiated trade had almost gone to zero, and these producers have really stepped up in the last several months to increase the amount of negotiated trade, and I think they all recognize that there is a need to have a certain level of negotiated trade. We also want to avoid having some kind of a government mandate.
Speaking of the government, we've got Congress stepping in with this Cattle Contract Library Act of 2021. I know NCBA has endorsed it. What are your thoughts about how this might be a piece of the puzzle?
This is one step, I think, toward giving some additional leverage and more information to cattle producers. You know, there's been a big disparity for the past 2 to 3 years between the what the price of beef is selling for, the profits that packers are making, and what we're receiving for our fed cattle. And so we believe that giving a more information to producers will allow them to make a better decision and maybe negotiate a little stronger with the packer. I think it will be structured as such so that there won't be any confidentiality things released to people, but it will be aggregated information, and it will probably be in ranges, maybe a weighted average or something like that, that will tell producers more what's available in the marketplace. NCBA will have an active role in working with the legislature as they craft this legislation. And, you know, and it's a political year, too. Representative Dusty Johnson's from South Dakota. He wants to get reelected, and I think he felt like he needed to do something for his producers, and I think this is a step in that direction.
You know, when you think about these, you know, AMAs, the alternative marketing arrangements that we've talked a great deal about during all this price discovery conversation, they do add money on each head that's involved with those above that base price. That's the way they work, right?
Yes, that's correct. You know, most of these AMAs were developed in the first place at the request of cattle feeders because they wanted to find a way to get paid for the higher quality cattle that they were producing, and so they've been the result of that. Unfortunately, lost in the process with some of the negotiation that has taken place, and so that's the struggle that we're going through, is how do we have some negotiated price discovery discovery to base these AMAs on. But I don't think there's any question that AMAs have increased the quality of the cattle. I think beef demand is record good, and I think there's a reason for that. It's because we're producing the product that consumers want to buy, and when they buy it, it's good, and they come back for more.
NCBA President Jerry Bone leading that task force on the 75% plan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit InceAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's ENTZ, InceAuction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.